Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger, and today is Wednesday, April 25th, 2018. It's time for the Daily. Revealed in a new trailer released today, Sonic Mania Plus will be available on July 19th through digital and physical versions on the Switch for $29.99. The physical version will come with a 32-page art book. This new release will add two usable characters to the cast named Ray and Mighty, optimized boss fights, a four-player competition mode, remixed stages, and a feature to save and play back gameplay. If you have the original Sonic Mania, you'll have the option of purchasing a Sonic Mania Plus DLC to obtain the additions for a fraction of the cost. If you've never played Sonic Mania, but you were a fan of the old Sonic the Hedgehog games, there's absolutely no reason for you to ignore this game. This is truly the Sonic you wanted to have. And I'm sure I've mentioned it, but the music is so good. So good! The composer's name is T. Lopes, and you should look him up. Because so good! Alright, I'm good. Every month, gaming hardware and software sales for the US are provided by the NPD Group. An NPD used to mean National Purchase Diary, but now it means nothing. Anyway, the top Nintendo game on the software charts was Kirby Star Allies at number 4, which had the strongest debut in the series history. And note, NPD doesn't count digital sales for Nintendo because they're not part of the digital tracking program. So that's very impressive for physical sales only for a Kirby game. In hardware, the Nintendo Switch was second behind the PlayStation 4, but the red and blue Joy-Con Switch bundle was the number one best-selling individual console in March. We'll truly see the effect that Labo put on Switch sales sometime in next month's release. I'd be ultra surprised to see an increase in hardware due to Labo, but with the hype going around the community right now, potential buyers could be intrigued enough to pull the trigger. Splatoon 2 received a huge 3.0 update last night, releasing 4 new weapons, a returning stage from Splatoon 1, Camp Triggerfish, more than 100 pieces of new and returning gear, 2 new multiplayer level songs, numerous balance adjustments, and a brand new X rank for top performing players in ranked mode. A whole bunch of updates. When you obtain X rank, you'll obtain a numeric power level. Every month, the top 500 players will be announced within Splatnet 2 through the Nintendo Switch Online app. These power levels will be reset on a monthly basis. So this will definitely encourage those that are into competitive Splatoon play. Speaking of, I entered the Splatoon World Championship with a team and we lost our first match, which put us out of the tournament. Oh well, life goes on. But it's really weird to see such a huge update take place before the finals of the competition this Saturday. I'm sure those top 8 teams, though, can handle the changes with no problem. An interview with Nintendo's general manager Shinya Takahashi was published on UK news outlet The Guardian today, discussing how they obtain talent and the ways they develop new ideas. Takahashi stated that, quote, "It's not that we're consciously trying to innovate, we're trying to find ways to make people happy. The result is that we come up with things other people haven't done," unquote. The interview goes on to mention how they hire people straight out of college who have the ability to focus on one specific project for a long period of time, and also those who think outside of the box, in questioning directions instead of just following orders. Takahashi also mentions the strong bond between hardware and software teams to foster new ideas. The interview is truly a great insight within Nintendo's development and can be found by Googling Nintendo Guardian Interview. And finally, lots of new releases this week. 28 games to be exact. You can find all the games on the eShop or you can go to nintendo.com/games. Highlighting a few here, the rare Wii U game, Hello Kitty Cruisers, makes its way to the Switch releasing today. It's a Hello Kitty game that's not much of a great Mario Kart clone, but if you're into Sanrio, maybe that's up your alley. Also, South Park The Fractured But Whole is released today from Ubisoft on the Switch. It's a tactical RPG with your usual South Park hijinks. And then there's Galgun 2 from NT Creates, where you shoot women all over their bodies. I think that's really all I can say about that. Anyway, all three of these games are available physically or digitally on the eShop. And speaking of Galgun 2, Apparently, all the physical copies released has a picture of Wild Guns Reloaded on the inside cover of the case. Obviously a mistake, but interesting indeed. And before I forget, the first indie game from the Nindie Showcase is releasing tomorrow, and that's Lightfall. It's a platformer where you can form platforms so you can platform where you platform. Yep, I went to that old meme. From the demo I played at PAX, it looks to be a great game inspired by the likes of Ori and the Blind Forest and Limbo. I also interviewed one of the co-founders of Bishop Games, the developer for Lightfall. You can check out that interview by looking for the episode titled Interview Ben Archer of Bishop Games. And that's all for today. For those of you listening with the Anchor app, thank you so much for supporting me and favoriting my podcast. If you would like to, please send me a voice message so I can listen to your voice and put you on an episode without your consent. Just kidding. All right. So anyway, seriously though, if you have any feedback for the podcast, please feel free to leave me a voice message by going to the Nintendo Seconds page and clicking the message button, or just send me a tweet on my Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.